What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
We have a very special guest on the line with us, Rachel Veldkamp of RE/MAX of Grand Rapids. Welcome, Rachel.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be on our show. And if you're listening, you're probably wondering, why does Cleve have a real estate agent and broker, actually the broker owner of a firm from Michigan, on the show? Well, number one, I think Rachel's story is very interesting. She started out selling as an agent and worked her way up through the system, and now she's a broker owner of not one but several RE/MAX offices in the state of Michigan. And I thought it would be good to share with our listeners, Rachel, your thoughts and ideas on what it takes to be successful in real estate. So first, tell us, how did you get into real estate?
Well, I had just graduated college, and I was going to back to school to get my master's, and me and my husband listed our house with a realtor.
Okay.
And he said, hey, Rachel, I think you'd be a great salesperson. Do you want to come do real estate? And I thought, hey, sounds like I'll try it. So that's really how I got in the business about 10 years ago. So.
Well, that's interesting. So the agent, not your husband, the agent suggested you would be a good agent.
That's correct. Yep.
And then, so what did you have to do? What does it take to get your license in Michigan?
It's a pretty simple process. You just take a test, basically pay some money, and there you go. You're out on your own.
Is the test very difficult, or is it fairly easy?
It's fairly easy.
Is it true-false?
No, it's not true-false, but it's interesting. In Georgia, how many hours was your class, Rachel, in Michigan?
40 hours.
So 40-hour class is 75 hours in Georgia. Now, think about this, Alfie. In Georgia, you can get your real estate license in 75 hours. If you want to cut somebody's hair, it's 2,000 hours of experience to cut somebody's hair, but you could sell somebody's house for 75 hours of training.
When I was five, I cut my sister's hair. It turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I'm sure your parents paddled your little rear end for cutting your sister's hair, right?
Yeah, I couldn't watch Transformers for a whole week.
So, what do you think it takes to be successful as an individual agent? What made you successful?
A lot of grit, a lot of determination, and really client care is one of my biggest key things. I care deeply about my clients and their needs, and I do whatever it takes to get them into a home that they're going to be happy in and a good investment. And so that's really how I did it.
Wow, you care about your customers. I mean,
Alfie loves that concept. Alfie doesn't think many people care about their customers, and he loves it when somebody does.
Well, it's this, though. It's like I deal with big corporations, and they just don't care about their customers because they're so, you know, they got millions. You know, if you're mad at Delta, you don't decide to fly with them anymore, believe me, they're not going to go out of business.
Right.
But when you're dealing with someone on a smaller scale, it's just great to know that they actually care about their customers, which is why I love dealing with smaller. You know, instead of going to the big corporations, I'd rather deal with someone that's a smaller business because they care. Like if I need a new tire, instead of going to the big tire chain, I'll go to a little local guy in downtown city where I live at because he cares about making me happy about my business. He's happy that I come and do business with him.
Yep, and it sounds like Rachel fits that category as well. Rachel, if I were listening to this segment and I heard you use the word grit, it took grit, I would say, well, what does that mean? What did you mean when you said it takes grit?
Passion, perseverance. I don't know if you've read Angela Duckworth's book, but that book kind of embodies exactly how I do business. Just practice, practice, practice. And when somebody says no, you find the next client and you keep pushing through things and you don't take no for an answer.
So what's interesting is people like you tend to not be affected by rejections or what most people in the world would consider to be failures. People like you can tend to consider it an opportunity. How did you learn to mentally, emotionally be able to deal with the rejection or the failure part of deals not working out, things like that? I'm sure you had a system for it or something along the way.
Yeah, I mean, early in my career, I had a lot of sleepless nights worrying about, you know, so-and-so hasn't signed this. This isn't under contract. But I realized that everything always works out, and I decided that, you know, 24 hours, I need to just get over it, move on. So I think it's practice. It's something that you have to just continue doing each day. And it's not that it doesn't burn sometimes or sting sometimes when things go wrong, but got to keep pushing forward.
Keep on moving on. And you're a successful real estate agent and broker while also being a successful mom based on the pictures I see of your kids. Somebody's doing a good job raising them. How do you work? How do you make that? How do you make that balance? How do you work that out? That's hard. You work a lot. And I don't know if I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but kids require a lot of attention too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Alfie's, by the way, in the process of adopting two foster kids.
Yes. So I know how crazy it can be having a 4 and a 2-year-old and trying to balance work and life and try to, you know, keep, you know, pay attention to them, but at the same time you got to work your career because that's how you're going to support your kids.
So how do you do it?
Well, for a long time and still today I embrace the chaos. So I still try to make time and carve out time for my kids as much as possible, but the other things might go by the wayside for a period of time until I can get to them. And I always tell my agents, you know, the more closings you get, the more help you can get, the more you can outsource things. And so I just kept pushing forward. Once I got enough closings under my belt, then I hire a cleaning lady or I hire someone to watch my kids when I can't. So it was just embracing the chaos and making sure I put my family first, but also, you know, striving to the next step. So
I love it. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by Alfie Romero, and we've got Rachel Veldkamp of REMAX of Grand Rapids on the line with us. If you like what you're hearing and you might want to talk to Rachel just a little bit more, she's a very giving and sharing person. You can reach her at 616-957-0700. Is that the right number, Rachel?
That is correct.
616-957-0700. Or you can visit their company website online, remax-grandrapidsmi.com. Again, remax-grandrapidsmi.com. After you became successful in the real estate business, you decided that you and your husband should purchase a real estate brokerage. Number one, what made you decide to purchase the brokerage? And number two, what on earth made you think you could be in business with your husband? I mean, listen, that's a lot of people out there listening are going, oh, I wouldn't do that. No.
So my husband had a very successful career prior to coming over to real estate, but he was working in a different city than I was, and that was tremendously difficult for us and our family.
Sure.
And so we'd been talking for a couple different years about him coming over and decided that his background in marketing really fit within what I was doing. And I moved companies in 2015 and he came along with me and we just took a leap of faith and decided here's where we want to go. At the time, the broker that was recruiting me was recruiting me for about a year and I kept saying no and she was like, why? And I said, well, I want to own my own brokerage because I want to help people. And I want to help agents learn how to do this business differently than I did and learn how to manage it within, you know, the schedule so that they can be with their family, so that they can help other people and so they don't go crazy. And so that was really my passion. And then later on that year, it was probably 6 months in, they said, hey, Rachel, Dave, we think you guys should be the people to run our company. Would you like to purchase it? And the rest was history.
You said, sure, I got $100 right here. Is that enough? They said, no, ma'am, that's not enough. Well, I have learned a lot about your business over the last 4 or 5 months, and I will tell you, the culture you've created and the values you and Dave bring to the table are really quite inspiring. And if I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I would want to work for you. If you want to reach Rachel, the number to call is 616-957-0700, or you can visit their company website, remax-grandrapidsmi.com.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show.